Blog Talk Radio.
You tuned in to a special edition of New Covers coming to you on the weekends now. Revolution has to go on 7 days a week. Can't take time off. Got to keep going. It's No Covers coming to you. Blog Talk Radio 858-947-6607. Press 1 to talk to your host this morning. We're kicking off 5-12-2012, our new weekend editions from now on. Chat room is now open. And No Covers is on live. Got a special show today. Sharing with you some information on Dick Gregory. Some things came up that prompted this special edition. Chemicals in our neighborhood. I want to talk today about chemicals in our neighborhoods. Chemicals that we put in our body unknowingly. Happened to run across some situations here locally that we will be talking about in the coming weeks. We're waiting for the test results to come back. But we've tested some soil levels and some radiation levels in our neighborhood locally and found them to be extremely high. And we're waiting on the second test to come back before we confirm But sometimes you can be unaware of how we're being poisoned chemically and how we can be exterminated slowly, unknowingly. A lot of times we listen to people and we listen to shows and they like to call things conspiracy theorists, and but some things just ain't no conspiracy. Some things is just downright truth that we refuse to listen to and refuse to ignore. You're listening to Low Covers Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live on a weekend edition. I want to share with you, go back in time, share with you a report I came up with years ago that I had stashed, and I pulled it out last night, and I said, well, let me share it with our new couples audience. This is Dick Gregory back in the 1970s talking about water.
Once the company know you're going to be testing the water, they would less be apt to put something in the water. Two, get a dog or a cat and put the water down. They don't drink it, and something's wrong with it. See, a dog or a cat, and this is the father talking about Jimmy Jones. When they said Jimmy Jones and the people was drinking the Kool-Aid with the cyanide in it, and the cats and the dogs were dead, a dog would not drink straight Kool-Aid, less long Kool-Aid with cyanide in it, okay? If you take water out the tap and put it for a dog or a cat, they will walk around it, not just so happen. Chlorine and fluorine is a gas. All gas move to a higher level. And so there's a period when the dog or the cat will come and drink the water. But I would say don't drink the still water unless you're on a fast, because still water will rob your body of minerals. Don't drink mineral water, because mineral water is radioactive. But spring water is the water to drink. That's number one. The body's 97% liquid, and out of that is 85% water. Alzheimer's disease comes from lack of drinking water. The lower back problems we have come from lack of drinking water. Gallstones and kidney stones come from lack of drinking water. And then again, if someone come and told you to drink clean water, even if what they said was wrong, if it didn't do nothing for you, it's not going to do nothing against you. You have not put anything in your body that would create any type of problem. Number two, physical fitness. And we as African Americans have to stop looking at physical fitness as some game. We have to stop looking at it as some age, as some sex. Every black person, regardless of how old they are or how young they are, babies get there. They move around in the crib. They, you know, do their thing. And so we got drinking water, physical fitness, and sleep. And if I had to rearrange that, I would probably put sleep first. Rest. One of the big horrors, particularly in the black community, it happens all over, is lack of rest. The body, the brain, 9 minutes after the sun go down, the radiation belt in the atmosphere do a flip-flop, and it recharges the brain, and all the sleep you get after midnight don't count. That's what the story Cinderella's about. And so for those of you out there that's listening to me, try it. And usually you say 7 days. Let me tell you how you drink your water. When you start drinking water, when you're not used to drinking water, you're going to go to the bathroom a lot if you have a job. And God didn't leave leeway for jobs. You know, Jesus Christ is God's son. Jesus didn't work. You know, if you look at all the rich, super rich people, Prince Charles, they never had a job. And Queen Elizabeth, I don't think she even knew how to spell it. You know, and I believe every day, if you went to Buckingham Palace and took every dictionary they had, I do not believe they put the word job in there or work. And so when you look and say, well, I can't do this because I have to work, that the universe will not bend over for you. Now, you get up in the morning, the minute you get up, you drink a glass of water. If you're not driving over long periods of time where you're going to need to go to the toilet, drink 2 glasses of water. When you get to wherever you're going, between that time and 11 o'clock, drink 2 more. Now, you got the rest of the day to drink the other 4. Now, here's a simple law. Would a 6-month-old baby drink 8 glasses of water? No. Mothers give babies water by ounces, X amount of ounces. Well, the real game is we just say 8 8-ounce glasses of water. Whatever you weigh in pounds, you're supposed to drink half that in ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, you're supposed to drink 500 ounces of water. If you weigh 1,000 pounds, you're supposed to drink 500 ounces of water. Now, let me tell you how water works. If this was a piece of cloth and I held it here, and I gave you a sharp hatchet, and you hit this cloth, you would tear it. If I put this cloth in a bathtub of water and you hit it, you couldn't tear it. It floats with the water. The body is the same way. If you fall, if you're injured, if you're in an automobile accident, if you, this is why babies can fall out windows. We read about it all the time. And don't die, because the water balance is there. Okay, and rest, rest. Even when you're not sleeping, rest, rest, rest. And when I'm talking about rest, I'm not talking about on the phone talking. I'm talking about taking some time out every day where you just close the system down. A minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just close it down. And that rejuvenates the body. And so now we're talking about sleep and rest. We're talking about water, and we're talking about physical fitness. Now, jogging is not physical fitness. Weightlifting is not physical fitness. Physical fitness is first your heel got to touch the ground. So if you're on a bicycle, that don't count. If you're walking up steps, that don't count. The heel got to touch the ground. If you're running, what is running? When both your feet is off the ground at the same time, it could be 1/10 billionth of a second, that's running. And what happens then? Because of gravity pull, anytime both your feet is off the ground at the same time, which is called running, when your feet hit, it sends 2.5 times your body's weight up your legs to your knees, up to the spine, and sends shockwaves to the brain, which damage it. And so walking. Now, walking in the evening don't count. In the morning, when you lay down in bed and go to sleep, the grease in your bloodstream comes up to the top. If you go out and walk vigorously, don't start off that way. But you have to walk to the point that you just tired and sweating and all, you push all of that. Now, what you will notice if, well, even joggers, if joggers go out and run, the day they take off, they get very irritable around 10 o'clock. That's when that grease starts moving back into the bloodstream. And so the three things is rest. And you see, one of the great tricks, and it's funny, everybody working two jobs except the people that control. They don't work two jobs, three jobs, four jobs, a job and something on the side. It's not about that. Show me somebody that has two jobs. I'll show you somebody that has no money. They don't. I mean, that's a game they play. I mean, some kind of way we have to redo our priorities, and we have to say, wait to the system. You know, it's about my health. It's about my love. It's about my kindness. It's about my gentleness. And those three things, you'll see a difference in 7 days. Now, how do you get into the physical fitness? Well, I can't do it. I got a bad leg. Didn't walk bad. I told you there was $20 million worth of gold over there, and every morning if you walk 2 miles, you could get it. Bad leg, folks, everybody be out there walking. So what do you have to do is start slow. Start 5 minutes. And then after a week or 3 days, the problem you have, someone hear this and say, he's right, I got to do it. Then they go out and hog it, and something breaks, and don't. You know, when you get through, then do your physical fitness. Do your physical fitness. I say to people who haven't trained, you out there that's 80 years old, 60, 40, been out of high school 20 years, haven't been physical, stand in the mirror when you do your physical fitness naked. Why did I say naked? See, if you had clothes on, you're doing physical fitness, you hear something go zoop, you say, oh, I tore my shirt. If you're naked and hear something go zoop, you know that's you. And the minute you feel something, that's God saying stop. Stop. It'll heal. The minute you feel it, stop. Don't push it. And once that heals, go back. And that's all I can say. Water, physical fitness, and rest. And if you said four, it'd be the diet. Very important. And when we talk about water, Kool-Aid don't count. Lemonade don't count. Orange juice don't count. Fresh grapefruit juice don't count. Why? Because they have to go through the digestive system. Water goes directly into the system and starts purifying the system. And also it cools. It cools the body. It's your cooling system. One of the problems we have, you know, can you imagine every year, every cell in your body, your brain has a convention, check you out. Say, well, what's old Brother Greg doing this year? Say, well, you know, he's 15 years old and he's drinking too much Kool-Aid and he's not drinking enough water. Say, okay, let's give him a warning. Let's put thirst Where are we going to put it? Well, he got to be kind of stupid, so let's put it right in his throat. And we ignore it, and we ignore it. And then when you get about 60 years old, some people, 49, 50, they come every year at this meeting. They say, well, what do you think? I say, well, let's take his right to get thirsty away. There's no need in wasting the time. That's with Alzheimer's disease. And if you don't believe it, find people with Alzheimer's disease and ask them, when's the last time you've been thirsty? They can't tell you. You lose that right. If I'm limping and limping and limping, I ran from Los Angeles, California to New York City. I was 50 miles every day for 71 days. And I thought I had trained for it, except what I didn't know is you don't run on the highway. You run on the side of the highway. So there's gravel over there. So now I have to be very careful running on gravel, and I developed a whole new set of muscles up here I'd never used before. And you talk about so.
This is No Covers special edition this weekend. Edition of No Covers. We're coming to you live off Block Talk Radio. That was Dick Gregory giving us some words of advice on water. I'm pulling out the old stuff out of the closet as we go through this journey with No Covers. You go through a personal journey with me, so I'm working on myself. So the things I work on, you get to work on the show. So while we were on the show, I went and got two glasses of water and drank them. It's time to get ourselves back in shape because the revolution will not be televised. It will be live, and we must be ready for the revolution. They are poisoning us in our food, in our soil, in our air. And so to counter that, at the last convention we had with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he taught us about the ways that they were poisoning us already. So if we're going to stay around and stick around in this revolution, we got to counter the move. It's just like chess. They move the rook, they move the queen, they move the bishop. We got to counter it with another move and still stay three moves ahead, anticipating what they're going to do next. He told us about the cell phones and the radiation. He told us to get back to our maybe bean, which we've done. He's told us to get back to our 1 meal a day, which is good for us. Now, myself personally, I got to get back to more water. You pull out what you need to get that body ready because the revolution is going to require all of us to be healthy and fit to get ready. If we think revolution is not coming, all we have to do is study the airwaves and remind ourselves how we were trained and how we were brought up. I'm 48 now. I've been in this thing since 1986, 1987 is when we first started in this thing. Some of these folks that I have tuned in and that's on my Facebook page that we know, I've known for 20-something years. They've known that we've been at this same struggle for years. We've been preparing ourselves for the time to come when it's time to get ready. And when we talk about revolution, we're not talking always about armed struggle. We're talking about when this country shuts down. And we have to take care of our communities and take care of our people. We're talking about the time when you got to run across the bridge and walk about 6 or 7 miles to go get some water. We're talking about where the cars are sitting on the side of the road with no gas. Yeah, we're talking about where the grocery stores are not open and we got to go to that backyard and pick up what we got to eat. We got to talk about how we're going to make it 2 days with no food coming in town. We're talking about the revolution. This country is going down. It has survived as long as it could survive. Persia erupted and died. Egyptian erupted and died. The Hittites erupted and died. The Babylonians didn't make it. The Romans didn't make it. 400 and some years, America's time is ending. Power shift is going on in the world, and we're going to be in the middle of that power shift. And when America goes in her decline, that period of decline is our period of rise. But during our period of rise, there is going to be struggle. God tells us, after difficulty, there is ease. After difficulty, there is ease. So let's just get a wake-up call this morning about why we're here and what we're doing. Let's go back in time one more time.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the right of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary. I charge the white man. I charge him with being the greatest murderer on earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest kidnapper on earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest robber and enslaver on earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest adulterer, swine eater, and drunkard on earth.
The Christian religion has failed. Your leader, prophet religion, has failed.
Thank you.
Now the government of America has failed. You have no justice coming from no one.
Right.
Well, number one, he teaches us that that never was a real serpent. It was not a real serpent that went into the garden.
What was it?
But as you know, the Bible is written in symbols and parables, and this serpent or snake is a symbol that's used to hide the real identity of the one whom that actually was.
But who was it?
The white man. He teaches us that the black man, by nature, is divine.
Now, does this mean that the white man by nature is evil?
By nature, he is other than divine.
Well, now, does this mean that he's evil? Can he do good?
By nature, he is evil.
My earliest recollection is of being snatched awake in the middle of the night because our house was on fire. My mother was a West Indian from Grenada, and my father, a militant Baptist minister and follower of Marcus Garvey, preached race pride and separation from the white man. The lancing arm of the Ku Klux Klan warned him to stop preaching Garvey's message, but my father was not a frightened Negro, and he kept on. Next thing, he was found with his head bashed in, lying across the streetcar tracks. A trolley had nearly cut him in half. After my father's death, my mother couldn't find work because the Christian people of Lansing wouldn't hire the widow of a crazy nigger. We were so hungry, we were dizzy. We stole to stay alive. It was too much for her. They put her in a mental institution, and Pops allowed us kids to reform schools, charities, and homes.
Minister Malcolm, you now in Chicago and in Detroit have universities of Islam, do you not?
Yes, sir, in Detroit and Chicago.
And you take your parishioners, you take children from the kindergarten ages, and you train them right through high school.
Yes, sir. From the age of four, I think it is, upwards.
And you have a certified parochial school operating in Chicago?
In Chicago.
And in Detroit.
And in Detroit.
And kids come to your school in lieu of going to what we would call regular day school?
Yes, sir. Many.
What do you teach them there?
We teach them the same things that they would be taught ordinarily in school, minus the little black Sambo story and things that were taught to you and me when we were coming up to breathe that inferiority complex in us.
I'll never forget the man who taught me English in the eighth grade. He told us to think about what we wanted to be. I said, I wanted to be a lawyer. He said, you need to think about something you can be, like a carpenter. You've got good grades, Malcolm, and people like you, but a lawyer is not a realistic goal. And you've got to be realistic, Malcolm. You're a nigger.
Them that's got shall have. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have. God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
You listen to No Covers Weekend Edition. God bless the child as God is on. We have to do something for ourselves. We have to rise up. We have to come together as a people. The time is now. we can see this country is in decline. We have to get our health together. We got to get our mental mind together. We can't nothing, anything distract us today. We have to stay focused. We have to stay on the mission. We have to stay full speed ahead because now is our time. This country is falling. The world needs us to rise because our rise will save this world. Our rise will save this world. There's no people on the face of the earth that have been through what the black man and black woman have been through in America. All we have to do is rise. We can see it's time. We have children out. I was just out last night about 9 o'clock at night soldiering. We were carrying the news, the Final Call newspaper, about 9:30. A bus driver pulled his bus over, stopped the bus at the bus stop, and ran back up the street to get a copy of the paper. He said, "Brother, had to stop the bus to get my paper because he knows it's time. He knows that the information that's being provided in that paper on a weekly basis is the only paper in the country that's still around that's debt-free that can still bring the news and information to black people in America. As we go out this morning soldiering, we got to remind ourselves that this is our time. This is our time to rise." So, again, this is No Covers Weekend Edition. We're coming to you every Saturday now and every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. So from here on, we're coming 8 o'clock, 7 days a week, sharing with you just to wake us up, just to get us up in the morning. 8 o'clock is normally that rise time. It's after prayer. It's after rest. So if you're sitting around at 9 o'clock, you're about to get your day started, you can tune in to No Covers 7 days a week now to get your, what we call, your revolutionary groove on.
Now, let me say this. All we said here, what needs to be said, we think an illegitimate child is a child that don't know where their daddy is. America is an illegitimate child because she has no mother. And this is what the problem is. If I work in a coal mine, in a steel mill, and I come here today and put on a suit but don't take a bath, you got stink sitting up here with you. And what has happened to America, we ain't never cleaned up the filth over 400 years. We just put a new suit on and a new dress on and then wonder who's stinking. It's you the one that's stinking. That's what this is. And until we clean this out, until we clean it up, my mama used to grab me and wash my face. America ain't got no mama that's washing her face. She'd pick my nose when it needed to be opened up. She'd look in my ears. All we do is we went from this filth we was in to putting on some new clothes, and nobody has said, hey, somewhere we got to apologize. First, the black women. White women's okay, but that black woman went through racist white system and sexist black me. And we ain't never said what you've been through. And in spite of that, look at that black woman. Look at Kathy Hughes. She didn't have the privilege of a ladies' movement when she's putting that empire together. Look at Dorothy Height, huh? Look at all these women that have come through, the late Dolores Tucker. Look at what's going on now with E. Ray Williams talking about the Journal of Truth. And we will have that statue in the White House. Our women, if you think this sister just a politician, what she had to go through to get there because she was a woman. And we have never slowed up and said, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until we do that, until we're able to do that, I look at Dr. Condoleezza Rice. Hear me. And we tolerate it. She has more PhDs than the president's whole cabinet. Hear me. And you hear me too, black folks. They call her Condi, but they never call Madeleine Albright Maddie, never call Janet Reno Janie. Okay?
That's all right.
They call Henry Kissinger Dr. Henry Kissinger. And let me tell you, she don't see nothing wrong with it. Let me tell you something. They got a soda pop in America. Blacker than her, they call Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. If you go to the store today when you leave here and don't ask for it by its full title, say, give me a pepper, they'll give you a chili pepper.
You've been listening to the weekend edition of No Covers on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us out tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, 7 days a week now. This is No Covers. Peace and blessings.